The president is walking to the podium in a hangar at Andrews Air Force Base. He is about to speak to the nation about the sacrifices of these four Americans and the situation in the Middle East. He is going to the podium. We're going to pause for a moment of silence, and we switch to Andrews Air Force Base.
Let us pray. Gracious God, on behalf of a grateful nation, and in the presence of grieving family members, friends, and colleagues, we welcome home for the final time Ambassador Chris Stevens, Mr. Sean Smith, Mr. Glenn Daugherty, and Mr. Tyrone Woods. We give you thanks for the lives and the selfless service of these men who wanted nothing more than to make a difference in the lives of other people, to bring justice and freedom to others, who possessed in their hearts not only character and resolve, but courage and goodwill. We mourn their loss. Bless the memories of these men through those who knew and loved them, especially their families, for whom we ask your comfort, your divine care, and your peace in this difficult time. On this occasion, we continue to pray for our nation and its leaders. We ask your blessing on all who serve, military and civilian. We pray for our nation's people. We pray for the defeat of the terror and evil that seems to plague our planet. We pray earnestly for peace. And now, Creator of all, let light perpetual shine upon Chris, Sean, Glenn, and Tyrone. May their souls and the souls of all the departed, through your eternal mercies, rest in peace. Amen. You may be seated.
The program is about to start. Chaplain delivering prayer. On one side of the chaplain is the President of the United States, Barack Obama. On the other side, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton.
The Honorable Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Remarks now by the Secretary of State, because these were her employees
under
her
charge.
Chaplain,
Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Secretary Panetta, Ambassador Rice, Secretary Powell, and Mrs. Powell, family members of the four patriots and heroes we bring home, members of the State Department family, ladies and gentlemen, today we bring home four Americans who gave their lives for our country and our values. To the families of our fallen colleagues, I offer our most heartfelt condolences and deepest gratitude. Sean Smith joined the State Department after 6 years in the Air Force. He was respected as an expert on technology by colleagues in Pretoria, Baghdad, Montreal, and The Hague. He enrolled in correspondence courses at Penn State and had high hopes for the future. Sean leaves behind a loving wife, Heather, two young children, Samantha and Nathan, and scores of grieving family, friends, and colleagues. And that's just in this world, because online, in the virtual worlds that Sean helped create, he is also being mourned by countless competitors, collaborators, and gamers who shared his passion. Tyrone Woods, known to most as Roan, spent two decades as a Navy SEAL, serving multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Since 2010, he protected American diplomatic personnel in dangerous posts from Central America to the Middle East. He had the hands of a healer as well as the arms of a warrior, earning distinction as a registered nurse and certified paramedic. Our hearts go out to Tyrone's wife, Dorothy, and his three sons, Tyrone Jr., Hunter, and Kai, born just a few months ago, along with his grieving family, friends, and colleagues. Glenn Doherty, who went by Bub, was also a former SEAL and an experienced paramedic. He, too, died as he lived, serving his country and protecting his colleagues. Glenn deployed to some of the most dangerous places on Earth, including Iraq and Afghanistan, always putting his life on the line to safeguard other Americans. Our thoughts and prayers are with Glenn's father, Bernard, his mother, Barbara, his brother, Gregory, his sister, Kathleen, and their grieving families, friends, and colleagues. I was honored to know Ambassador Chris Stevens. I want to thank his parents and siblings who are here today for sharing Chris with us and with our country. What a wonderful gift you gave us. Over his distinguished career in the Foreign Service, Chris won friends for the United States in far-flung places. He made those people's hopes his own. During the revolution in Libya, he risked his life to help protect the Libyan people from a tyrant. And he gave his life helping them build a better country. People loved to work with Chris. And as he rose through the ranks, they loved to work for Chris. He was known not only for his courage, but for his smile, goofy but contagious, for his sense of fun and that California cool. In the days since the attack, so many Libyans, including the ambassador from Libya to the United States, who is with us today, have expressed their sorrow and solidarity. One young woman, her head covered and her eyes haunted with sadness, held up a handwritten sign that said, "Thugs and killers don't represent Benghazi nor Islam." The president of the Palestinian Authority, who worked closely with Chris when he served in Jerusalem, sent me a letter remembering his energy and integrity and deploring, and I quote, "an act of ugly terror." Many others from across the Middle East and North Africa have offered similar sentiments. This has been a difficult week for the State Department and for our country. We've seen the heavy assault on our post in Benghazi that took the lives of those brave men. We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with. It is hard for the American people to make sense of that because it is senseless. And it is totally unacceptable. The people of Egypt, Libya, Yemen, and Tunisia did not trade the tyranny of a dictator for the tyranny of a mob. Reasonable people and responsible leaders in these countries need to do everything they can to restore security and hold accountable those behind these violent acts. And we will, under the president's leadership, keep taking steps to protect our personnel around the world. There will be more difficult days ahead, but it is important that we don't lose sight of the fundamental fact that America must keep leading the world. We owe it to those four men to continue the long, hard work of diplomacy. I am enormously proud of the men and women of the State Department. I'm proud of all those across our government, civilian and military alike, who represent America abroad. They help make the United States the greatest force for peace, progress, and human dignity the world has ever known. If the last few days teach us anything, let it be this, that this work and the men and women who risk their lives to do it are at the heart of what makes America great and good. So we will wipe away our tears, stiffen our spines, and face the future undaunted. And we will do it together, protecting and helping one another, just like Sean, Tyrone, Glenn, and Chris always did. May God bless them and grant their families peace and solace. And may God continue to bless the United States of America. And now, let me have the great honor of introducing someone who came to the State Department earlier this week to grieve with us. He well understands and values the work that these men were doing for our country, the President of the United States.
Scripture teaches us, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Glenn Doherty never shied from adventure. He believed that in his life he could make a difference, the calling he fulfilled as a Navy SEAL. He served with distinction in Iraq and worked in Afghanistan, and there in Benghazi, as he tended to others, he laid down his life, loyal as always, protecting his friends. Today, Glenn is home. Tyrone Woods devoted 20 years of his life to the SEALs, the consummate, quiet professional. At the Salty Frog Bar, they might not have known, but Ron also served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there in Benghazi, he was far from Dorothy and Tyrone Jr., Hunter and Little Kai. And he laid down his life, as he would have for them, protecting his friends. And today, Ron is home. Sean Smith, it seems, lived to serve. First in the Air Force, then with you at the State Department. He knew the perils of this calling from his time in Baghdad. And there in Benghazi, far from home, he surely thought of Heather and Samantha and Nathan. And he laid down his life in service to us all. Today, Sean is home. Chris Stevens was everything America could want in an ambassador, as the whole country has come to see. How he first went to the region as a young man in the Peace Corps, how during the revolution he arrived in Libya on that cargo ship, how he believed in Libya and its people, and how they loved him back. and there in Benghazi, he laid down his life for his friends, Libyan and American, and for us all. Today, Chris is home. Four Americans, four patriots. They loved this country, and they chose to serve it, and served it well. They had a mission, and they believed in it. They knew the danger, and they accepted it. They didn't simply embrace the American ideal. They lived it. They embodied it. The courage, the hope, and yes, the idealism. That fundamental American belief that we can leave this world a little better than before. That's who they were, and that's who we are. If we want to truly honor their memory, that's who we must always be. I know that this awful loss, the terrible images of recent days, the pictures we're seeing again today, have caused some to question this work. And there is no doubt these are difficult days. In moments such as this, so much anger and violence, even the most hopeful among us must wonder. But amid all the images of this week, I also think of the Libyans who took to the streets with homemade signs expressing their gratitude to an American who believed in what we could achieve together. I think of the man in Benghazi with his sign in English, a message he wanted all of us to hear. It said, Chris Stevens was a friend to all Libyans. Chris Stevens was a friend. That's the message these four patriots sent. That's the message that each of you sends every day. Civilians, military, to people in every corner of the world. That America is a friend. And that we care not just about our own country, not just about our own interests, but about theirs. That even as voices of suspicion and mistrust seek to divide countries and cultures from one another, the United States of America will never retreat from the world. We will never stop working for the dignity and freedom that every person deserves, whatever their creed, whatever their faith. That's the essence of American leadership. That's the spirit that sets us apart from other nations. This was their work in Benghazi. And this is the work we will carry on. To you, their families and colleagues, to all Americans, know this. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. We will bring to justice those who took them from us. We will stand fast against the violence on our diplomatic missions. We will continue to do everything in our power to protect Americans serving overseas, whether that means increasing security at our diplomatic posts, working with host countries which have an obligation to provide security, and making it clear that justice will come to those who harm Americans. Most of all, even in our grief, we will be resolute, for we are Americans. We hold our head high, knowing that because of these patriots, because of you, this country that we love will always shine as a light unto the world. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The flag they served under now carries them home. May God bless the memory of these men who laid down their lives for us all. May God watch over your families and all who love them. And may God bless these United States of America.
opening with scripture, closing with scripture. President Barack Obama speaking at the ceremony, the transfer of remains ceremony for Ambassador Chris Stevens and his colleagues Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Tyrone Woods. Before you heard the president, you heard the Secretary of State, you know, give probably the most somber that I've ever heard Hillary Clinton in her career. The Vice President Joe Biden was there along with the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and the two previous Secretaries of State under President George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, were specifically mentioned by Secretary Clinton as being in the audience. And I know that Secretaries Rice and Powell knew Ambassador Stevens and these other professionals in their jobs. And we know that you wanted to hear, you know, those words of comfort from the Secretary of State and from the President.